AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A developing story out of the Middle East. Two U.S. officials confirmed to CBS News that an Israeli missile has hit Iran. According to the BBC's David Harper,
reports from Iran say that explosions have been heard in the center of the country. The Fars News agency has reported a blast in the city of Esfahan, close to the airport.
The Associated Press reports that Iran has grounded commercial aircraft across a wide swath of the country as air defense systems fire amid reported explosions. Israeli defense forces tell CBS News they don't have a comment at this time. All 12 jurors are selected for former President Donald Trump's New York City criminal trial. More from CBS's Michael George.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. He faces 34 charges and denies any wrongdoing.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Trump spoke to reporters as he leafed through news headlines about the case that marks the first time a former president faces criminal prosecution.
The whole world is watching this hoax.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records as part of an alleged scheme to bury stories he feared could hurt his 2016 campaign. President Biden lands the endorsement of the Kennedy family during a campaign event in Philadelphia. CBS's Weijia Zhang has more on the public push to make it a two-person race, which RFK Jr.'s brother is looking to personally settle.
Former Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy II said he would encourage his brother to drop out.
We cannot do anything that in any way strips even one vote from President Biden.
President Biden says he's thankful for the Kennedy family endorsement. New York police have removed a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University and arrested dozens of people. Odyssey New York's Mac Rosenberg was on the campus.
Students refused several warnings from school officials to remove pro-Palestinian tents, so police cleared them out. The protest continued with police in riot gear watching demonstrators who were shouting at them.
The message here is that we should demand this immediate ceasefire.
I just saw three blocks of police walk next to this. This is not that large a group to have that many police here.
Mac Rosenberg for CBS News, Columbia University.
Sales of previously occupied homes fell 4.3% in March from the previous month due to higher mortgage rates and rising prices. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Join us Friday on Midday Magazine as we wrap up the week with State Senator Patrick Teston in part one and Wood County Health Department in part two from 3 to 4 on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains have been found believed to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the remains were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee early Thursday. 19-year-old Shardae Robinson was last seen April 1st. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is charged with killing her. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger Andrade is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
The study says people who live near highways have it worst of all. 120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers' pitchers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 1-0 shutout yesterday over the Padres. Bryce Wilson got the start. Then the bullpen took over. Manager Pat Murphy.
What can you say? The pitching staff Piamps at the end, Peguero, you know, they're all pitching back-to-back. That was a great pitching performance, incredible, especially on a bullpen day.
The Crew face the Cardinals in St. Louis tomorrow night. The NBA has banned Toronto's Jontay Porter for his involvement on betting and gambling on basketball. His brother, Michael Porter Jr., plays for the Nuggets.
I know what you guys know. I know Jontay loves the game of basketball. He's been really excited to play with the Raptors. I know what type of duty is. It's part of the game now. I think that it's obviously a dangerous habit. It's a dangerous vice for people. I think it's definitely something that is kind of taking over the sports world.
The Bucks getting ready for the Pacers Sunday night. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 6 p.m. This week marks the 10th anniversary. Wes Edens and a group of investors took over ownership of the Bucks from Herb Kohl. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies. West winds a little breezy here in the overnight. Lower 30s by daybreak. More clouds on the way Friday with highs in the mid to upper 40s. West wind still breezy. We'll see some gusts up over 30 miles per hour at times. It's 42 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. We've got Peter Barca. He's running for Congress against Brian Snell and air the grievances. You can be a part Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy World Amateur Radio Day. It's seriously, it is. The American Radio Relay League. In fact, I just got a note from somebody in Hawaii who says, hey, let's talk on Morse, in Morse code. So, yeah, I've talked with several of our listeners on the air. Anyhow, a lot going on in the world today. Putin, Trump, Iran, and Netanyahu unveil the terrifying perils of strongman rule. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, there's a new secret internal Russian intelligence document that has been leaked somehow. The American press got a hold of it. And it just explicitly lays out what they're trying to do via people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, trying to weaken and ultimately destroy America. As a good news alert, by the way, in 30 out of the last 38 days, 100% of the sixth largest economy in the world's power came from renewable non-nuclear sources. I'll tell you about that in this first hour. And a crazy alert, House Dems file a bill to make Marjorie Taylor Greene Putin's special envoy to Congress. Seriously. At the top of our second hour, Phil Itner is going to drop by, our friend, the war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. We'll get an update on what's going on with that. Also, Arizona Republicans who have been saying, oh, this 1864 total ban on abortion, we don't like that. It's not a good idea. We're going to repeal that. And then every time a Democrat introduces legislation to repeal it, the Republicans vote against it. They did it again yesterday. Brilliant. Also, a be careful alert. A U.S. man returns to from Europe to a $143,000 T-Mobile bill for using his phone overseas. Can that happen to you? You betcha. At the top of our third hour, my colleague Dean Obidala, the who has his own show right here on SiriusXM, will be dropping by. He's got a new article in his newsletter about how MAGA is tampering with the Trump jury. And I've been wanting to ask Dean about couple of legal questions. He's a New York, you know, he's a lawyer who I believe is a member of the New York bar, or maybe the New Jersey bar, but you know, he's familiar with the law in that neck of the woods. Also in the third hour, a grifter alert. Republicans, if you want to use Donald Trump's name, face, picture, anything, he wants a commission, because of course he does. And more good news, the Maine legislature has passed sweeping gun safety laws in an all-night session. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, the title of my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about Putin, Trump, Iran, and Netanyahu unveiling the terrifying perils of strongman rule.
And, you know, I tell the story. Well, first of all, the most amazing thing about Donald Trump's trial is that it's even happening. I mean, this is something that would not happen in Hungary. It would not happen in Russia. It would not happen in Iran or Turkey or China. In those countries run by authoritarian strongmen do not see their leaders put on trial until or unless there's, you know, basically a coup. And that's not going to happen here. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, Trump has said that if he becomes president again, he's going to make sure that this kind of trial never, ever happens. He wants absolute immunity for himself and his cronies. In fact, he's going to argue that before the Supreme Court next week. I believe it's next week, April 25th. I think that's next Thursday. Thank you, Sean. And, you know, if he has his way, nobody aligned with him will ever again be prosecuted. These countries, you know, Hungary, Russia, Iran, Turkey, China, they're all run by strongmen. The men that Trump openly admires and aspires to be, as apparently does Benjamin Netanyahu. And the irony about strongman leaders is that they're generally not strong people. They use violence and rhetoric to mask their own fear and weakness. I saw the first time in my life I saw the consequences of strongman rule was in the late 70s, or maybe 1980, 79 or 80. I went into Uganda at the tail end of the war that the Tanzanians had come in and kicked out Idi Amin. And, you know, we were bringing in food and medicine to deal with the famine up in the Karamoja region. And as Idi Amin and his 30 wives and concubines were firmly and pleasantly ensconced for the rest of his life in a mansion in Saudi Arabia. But this is what authoritarian leaders do. They pillage their countries for their own benefit. They elevate their crooked oligarch buddies and they build alliances of mutual dependence with the most powerful people in the political and business classes. You know, like Trump getting millions, billions from Russians. And putting corrupt billionaires in his cabinet, you know, whose colleagues are now in turn funding his campaign, or Ivanka getting millions in patents from China, or Jared Kushner sucking up to a murderous Saudi prince and walking away with $2 billion just months later. You know, Vladimir Putin has extracted tens of billions of dollars from his country, Russia, and whenever his buddies, the Russian oligarchs, get out of line, they fall out of 12th floor windows. Or they emigrate to Israel. It's the most common destination for Russian billionaires. Along those lines, Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu has been charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. He's alleged to have given billions of dollars worth of regulatory relief to an Israeli media billionaire in exchange for that media billionaire devoting all the, you know, very, very favorable media coverage to Netanyahu. And now, you know, after meeting with envoys from the UK and Germany and hearing President Biden say, just take the win, Bibi, Netanyahu this morning said basically he's reserving the option of a violent response to Iran's response to his, you know, bombing sovereign Iranian territory, their embassy or their consulate in Syria. It sure looks to me like this is just, you know, Netanyahu and Iran, both of them benefit from a war between the two of them as long as it doesn't become an all-out war. And, you know, dancing that dance is a very, very dangerous thing for the world and frankly, for Israel and Iran. So, you know, where do we go with this? Well, you know, Putin is trying to steal the resources of Ukraine. Trump wants to finish the job he started turning America into an illiberal democracy. Iran's mullahs and Netanyahu are engaged in this symbiotic, high-stakes, mutual violation of international law to hang on to power. I mean, it's been going on forever, right? And it doesn't always lead to war. I was in the Philippines years ago when Ferdy Marcos got deposed. And he, you know, I had a reservation on a Philippine Airlines plane to come back to the United States. And 5 days in a row, I showed up at the airport and got bumped off my flight because Marcos and all of his cronies were fleeing to Hawaii. The flight stopped in Hawaii on its way to Los Angeles. They just took the airline. I mean, you know, it was a state airline. But Marcos was so desperate to hang on to power, he'd had, you know, his opponent assassinated when he came back into the country. But he didn't have a big enough military to go to war with somebody, you know, unlike Iran and Russia and now Israel. So here we are. You know, we've got this conflict, and it has the potential to do some real damage. President Biden reached out to Netanyahu day before yesterday and said, please take the win, right? You know, Iran threw all these missiles and things at you. Every single one got shot out of the air. The only injury in Israel was a Bedouin girl who was injured when some debris from a rocket that had been shot down fell on her community. And, I mean, that was it. And it, basically, you know, Netanyahu started it by bombing Iranian sovereign territory. I guarantee you, if Iran had bombed an Israeli embassy anywhere in the world, the response would have been pretty ferocious. So, you know, Netanyahu says to Iran, hey, let's have a fight. And Iran says, okay, cool, here you go. And now they're doing this dance that benefits both of them, frankly. And it concerns, I think, frankly, the rest of us. Without exception, when authoritarian leaders come to power, whether it's by election or violent overthrow, the little people suffer. Whether it's from theft or corruption or even war, or all three. I mean, this was the great lesson of the 1930s. So hopefully Israel will return to democracy soon with new elections. Ukraine will get the aid it needs to repel Putin's army. Johnson's talking about a vote on Saturday. And America will turn away from Trump's authoritarianism. And if not, if those three things don't happen, the world is in for a hell of a painful time. We'll be right back, 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Cozy Earth sheets are super soft and comfortable. To Louise and me, we love them. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Save 35% at CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. Well, the prosecutors are claiming now that Donald Trump violated the gag order 7 more times since Monday. This morning, they made another filing. He's called, the gag order specifically said you can't talk about witnesses or jurors. He's called Michael Cohen a serial perjurer. He's alleged that undercover liberal activists are lying to the judge to get on the jury, this via Jesse Waters. Emil Bove, one of Trump's lawyers, says that Cohen has been attacking Trump in connection with the campaign, and therefore Trump's comments are related to the campaign. Right. But anyhow, what Mershon said is that he's not going to rule on this today. He's just going to get the damn jury seated, and he's going to rule on it next week. I believe it's next Tuesday that, he's going to decide what the penalties will be. I don't know if he's, like, giving Trump all the rope he wants, and then, he's going to hang him with it legally or what. But keep an eye on this one. Also, Russia. This big story in the Washington Post this week. It was broke yesterday by Catherine Belton. Russia's foreign ministry has been drawing up plans, she writes, to try to weaken its Western adversaries, including the United States, and leverage the Ukraine war to forge a global order free from what it sees as American dominance. This document is called Foreign Policy Concept of the Russian Federation. It calls for an offensive information campaign against a, quote, coalition of unfriendly countries led by the United States. They write in this document, it's important to create a mechanism for finding the vulnerable points of external and internal policies, American, with the aim of developing practical steps to weaken Russia's opponents. Many in the Moscow elite say this has become a hybrid war against us, trying to disrupt the domestic politics of the United States and European countries through supporting isolationist and extremist politicians and policies. And Russia wants to draw closer to China, Iran, and North Korea to try to shift the balance of world power. A new axis is forming. And they're working really hard to basically unravel the old alliance, you know, the United States and Europe and NATO. So keep an eye on this. It's frankly no surprise to me, but, you know, the media seems to be going, oh, really? Meanwhile, this is just absolutely great news, a good news alert here. The sixth largest economy in the world is hitting 100% solar periods on a daily basis. 30 out of the last 38 days, California's main grid was 100% wind, solar, or hydro. Now, not for the entire day, but for times during 30 out of the last 38 days, 100% solar, wind, and hydro. That is a BFD. Ian Magruder at Rewiring America said, and what makes it even better is that California has the largest grid-connected battery storage facility in the world. It came online in January, meaning those batteries were filling up with excess energy from the sun all afternoon and are now deploying, as we speak, to offset a good chunk of the methane gas generation that California still uses overnight. On April 2nd, the California Independent System Operator recommended 26 new transmission projects worth $6.1 billion, with a big number being devoted to offshore wind. In response, Jacobson predicted that California will be entirely on renewables and battery storage 24/7 by 2035. That's just 9 years from now. That's amazing. And finally, this crazy alert. Jared Moskowitz, the Democrat from Florida, has filed an amendment to legislation that would make Marjorie Taylor Greene the official envoy, the official Putin's special envoy to the United States Congress. Now, people thought he was joking when he went to the floor of the House and said he was going to do it, but he actually filed the legislation. And he's trying to amend it to one of these pieces of legislation that'll be voted on this weekend. Probably won't pass, but hey, you know, it says, whereas Greene has reposed information from a Russian-based disinformation and propaganda channel, it is the sense of Congress that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia 14, should be appointed Vladimir Putin's special envoy to the United States Congress. Right. Brilliant. All righty. Amazing. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today? How do you think this is going to work out for Donald Trump? You know, thoughts on what's going on between the United States, Israel, and the Middle East. I mean, it's just a lot to talk about today. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you in just a few minutes.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
CBS News special report. Breaking right now, officials confirmed to CBS News that an Israeli missile hit Iran. The BBC's David Harper.
Iran's air defense system has been activated over several cities. Video online shows Iranian defense missiles being fired into the air. There are also reports of explosions in southern Syria from missiles apparently targeting radar sites and in the Iraqi capital Baghdad, as well as Barbil province to the south.
Iranian state TV says three drones were spotted in Iran's airspace and the country's air defense system destroyed them. The Israeli state government has so far not commented. The Israeli response could be retaliation for Tehran launching over 300 missiles and armed drones at Israel over the weekend. Almost all of them were shot down. Dubai-based airlines started diverting around western Iran a couple hours ago. Again, breaking tonight, two U.S. officials confirmed to CBS an Israeli missile hit Iran. CBS News special report. I'm Wendy.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican leaders of the Wisconsin legislature are suing to reverse one of Governor Evers' partial vetoes in the state budget. Evers struck language in a larger literacy bill that would have also sent money to private voucher and independent charter schools. The question is whether or not the bill was an appropriations bill. Wisconsin's attorney general says the state has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get to support crime victims. Josh Call says money in the state budget is helping a little.
Even with that $10 million, there's a massive shortfall. Plus, that $10 million is only available to certain victim services, and it's just for 1 year. So we're facing very significant cuts.
On the other hand, Call says sexual assault survivors have more tools to pursue justice than ever. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims' Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino is bound and determined to make his 10th film his last. The jury is still out on which film that will be as he pulled away from a project he had in the works called The Movie Critic. The Hollywood Reporter also says he was working on an R-rated Star Trek film that has also fallen by the wayside. Tarantino maintains that directors do not get better as they get older, and he wants his filmography to remain unblemished. Actress Sydney Sweeney received an apology from producer Carol Baum. Baum, whose credits include Father of the Bride, badmouthed Sweeney while giving a talk in New York, relating to the audience what she told her students at USC, saying, "Explain this girl to me. She's not pretty and she can't act." The New York Post says that due to the backlash from Sweeney's representatives, Baum apologized, sort of, saying, "Crapping on an actor like that in public usually isn't my style." You sure? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, west winds a little breezy here in the overnight, lower 30s by daybreak. More clouds on the way Friday with highs in the mid to upper 40s. West wind still breezy. We'll see some gusts up over 30 miles per hour at times. It's 42 at our studios.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
Yeah. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On my next show, I'm joined in studio by award-winning musician, Chef Ace Champion, and Terry Barr, who will preview some music she will feature on Max Inc. Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Oh, so stupid. You're telling them we don't need independence. We don't need the suburban winning. We don't need this because these indictments, our party is just swelling. Trump's going to romp over them. But yet, 45 is the highest I see him. Chris Hayes had him at 43%. And let's be honest, if you heard Trump this week, Tom, I can't campaign in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina. What happened yesterday, Tom? He's in New York. How come he didn't fly into Pennsylvania?
He could have driven.
I don't know why.
Just an hour away. It's,
yeah. Right. And he did nothing. But no. He's got to go campaign in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. Is he starting to get some bad info on these states? But why did Bannon say that? We don't need your suburban women. We don't need your independence. These indictments are swelling our party. And all I hear is he can't crack 45.
Yeah. I think it's hollow boasting, Russ. I think it's just hollow boasting. I think it's Steve Bannon playing tough guy. Bannon himself is a grifter. You know, he had that whole scam to build the wall.
$5-10 million for the wall?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if Trump hadn't pardoned him on that, as I recall, he'd be in jail. I mean, it's just the guy's a grifter, just like Trump. So I wouldn't take anything he says seriously.
Look at Kennedy's family today. Did you hear that one today?
Yeah,
the two of them came out. 39-39.
Yeah.
They got to find a way to get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think Bobby is or Bob Kennedy is going to be much of a factor in this. Yeah. He's not even on the ballot in most states. We'll see.
He's an idiot.
A lot's going to depend on, you know, as the word comes out about, you know, who he is and what he's said and what his positions are. But
his base, the Republican Party, will do what they say, not show up and not vote for Trump? Or are they going to do what they really are, Republicans?
Yeah. No, Republicans are Republicans. They're motivated. They want an all-white nation and, you know, only have white people have power in this country, economic or political. It's pretty straightforward, you know, what they're up to. Russ, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Judy in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hey, Judy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long time.
Well, thank you.
I was also calling you about Colorado. I've been watching this on local news for several weeks now about them fighting back and forth about moving the sorting over to Denver. Mm. And Colorado is unique because we got the 250 miles of mountain between the western and eastern slopes.
You're talking here about the post office?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In DeJoy, this, and so hearing that lady call in from Georgia saying the same thing, I didn't know it was a national thing. I figured they were just going after Colorado because that's a mail-in ballot state.
Yeah. No, Louis DeJoy is committed to destroying the American Post Office so that people will get sufficiently pissed off that they'll beg for FedEx to take it over.
Yeah, well, he's going to slow down the mail for the most conservative part of Colorado, the Western Slope, which is really stupid. I hope it backfires on him.
Yeah, well,
but,
you know.
Also, on an up note in Colorado, they passed a bill that will ban some semiotic weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. That's a
positive note.
Plus, yeah.
Scrolling across some of your screen the last few days, Louisiana Supreme Court ruled that priest protection against accusations of child abuse is okay because children are property.
Who ruled that?
That was scrolling across your screen yesterday all day long.
Oh, I didn't, you know, I don't see the crawl that Free Speech TV puts on our show. I have no control over that. It's not mine. It's coming from the network.
I figured you didn't. I paused it and I typed it just as it scrolled. Louisiana Supreme Court, priest protection against accusation of child abuse.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I didn't, you know, Judy, thank you. Thanks for the tip on that and appreciate the call. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, so you were talking earlier about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Russian talking points. Wouldn't that raise a red flag with Christopher Wray that, maybe I should get a Pfizer warrant on Marjorie Taylor Greene and tap her phone or tap her email and say, what's going on between communications between the Kremlin or Russian, intelligence and her?
I don't think she's getting this, you know, straight from Moscow, in a way that she realizes is straight from Moscow. I think she's getting it off social media. The Russian troll farms, I mean, they've got hundreds of thousands of people in Russia who are, this is a multi-million-dollar, this is a billion-dollar operation. Hundreds of thousands of people in Russia whose job is to pretend that they're Americans and post on Facebook and Twitter, and they're doing it. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is buying it. I'm betting that she thinks she's actually listening to Americans. And now, you know, of course, in many cases she is, because a lot of Americans are parroting this Russian propaganda.
Well, I know that there were Pfizer warrants before the election of 2016, and they were watching him. On Trump, and there was another person that was actually gaining information for Russia through other channels, but I can't remember.
I mean, it started with Carter Page. That's what I'm thinking of. That was where Operation Crossfire Hurricane all started, was, you know, when he told the Australian ambassador that he knew that Russia had been giving Donald Trump information about Hillary's emails. And, and that was just a couple days before the story broke. And that guy went right to the FBI and said, something's going on here. And that's opened the investigation. And then Robert Mueller, of course, said that, you know, there were 10 different times that Donald Trump lied to the FBI to try to obscure his contacts with Russia that could be indicted. But Bill Barr just blew it all up, as you well know, Mark. Well,
do you think that Marjorie Taylor Greene is just a dupe of Russian bots and intelligence, or do you think she actually is knowingly working to advance a Russian agenda?
I think Trump is knowingly working to advance a Russian agenda because he's gotten billions of dollars from Russian oligarchs over the years that has kept him afloat since he was bankrupt in the 90s, and he got overt help from Putin to win the election. And whether Putin's bribing him or blackmailing him or whatever, you know, he's completely and openly pro-Putin, anti-America. With Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm guessing it's more that she's just not that bright. And, you know,
I think that's true.
And she's buying what she's reading in the media. Thanks a lot, Mark, for the call. Good to hear from you.
Thanks,
good
bye.
Talking to you. Thank you. Diana in Carson City, Nevada. Hey, Diana, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just following up on the two calls now about Louis DeJoy's moving the processing centers, out of their original areas.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing in Reno, Nevada.
Really? He's doing it in every state, huh?
Yeah, and the interesting thing was when I heard that caller from Colorado, they're moving it from Reno to Sacramento, which also involves going over the Sierra Mountains. And in the wintertime, that pass is closed like I think she said it was closed like 34 days out of the season. So that's going to slow down the mail coming back into Reno to do that.
So to mail a letter from Las Vegas to Reno, it's going to have to go through Sacramento?
It won't go through Reno because it won't be there anymore. Is my understanding. There won't be a processing center in Reno. So I'm not sure of the specifics in terms of, you know, what's going to go where, but there won't be a processing center in Reno the way there is now. And our Senator, Jackie Rosen, she was, the reason I knew about it was because she grilled DeJoy on this, and we did get a clip on the news about it. And you can search Jackie Rosen, Louis DeJoy hearing, and hear her grilling him or watch her grilling him. And it just seemed like he doesn't care.
No.
You know, he would look.
He really doesn't. He's
so
an extraordinarily arrogant man.
Yeah, and what you said is true. You know, they're creating a problem so that people will hate the government more and move to privatize. And it's really, really sad.
Yeah. No, this is the same strategy that, you know, George W. Bush and Donald Trump, both cutting the staff of Social Security and Medicare, so that when people turn 65 and try to hook up with Social Security and Medicare, they get angry and frustrated. Again, they'll call for it to be privatized. You know, this is an old Republican trick. Diana, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It's 44 minutes. Well, it's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. I'll be right back with your calls.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ed in Erie, Michigan. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'll shout out to Free Speech TV for running this on their scroll the other day when Congressman Pocan was on. But, you know, there's a vote going on the UAW plant, I believe, in Tennessee. Started Wednesday and it's going through Friday to unionize finally a plant down there. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, it's going on as we speak.
That's great.
Volkswagen plant. I believe it's the one in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it was on the scroll. And then I read that morning that governors from five, you know, the usual suspects, Texas, North Carolina, Mississippi, whatever, were debuting the UAW for trying to organize down there and telling the employees that they were, you know, you're putting your jobs in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And it was on the scroll, Free Speech TV, and the only place it was that was brought up, governors from, yeah, I was on your scroll. You probably mm-hmm. didn't even see that.
I can't see the scroll.
But that when Congressman Pocan was on, I was trying to call him, that's what needs to be stopped. These governors, politicians, before it was Corker down there when they tried to, you know, they got his, put his face in it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's why right there is what, and like I said, Free Speech TV, and I forgot where I read it in the morning. I read it on my phone in the morning somewhere. I don't remember. And then by golly, here it was on Free Speech TV. And thank Free Speech TV for running that. And where, because it was, I haven't seen it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, what
yeah.
these governors are doing, you know, threatening the employee, you're jeopardizing your jobs. You know,
yeah, they're all trying to play Ronald Reagan. I totally get it, Ed. Ed, thank you for the call. Spot on. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, y'all. Once upon a time, Dale Franken show was here at the Miami Book Fair 2005, and the now late Bob Graham called into the show. So his loss is just, you know, horrendous. But at least we have his book, Intelligence Matters. So the good news is Black Hole Sun was back on the Billboard chart. I'm going to take credit, you and me, for mentioning it during the eclipse.
Okay.
It's bad that maybe the only way we defeat Trump is by only tracking his actions. We stop caring about what he says unless it's under oath.
Mm-hmm. Well, even when it's under oath. You know, he has lied under oath on multiple occasions, apparently.
Granted, but at least it's easier to track instead of, you know, let me whip out my book with 30,000 lies.
30,000,
yeah. Like the movie Labyrinth, you know, we declare you have no power over me. The ugly is our real threat is about a million wannabe Trumps, people like Leslie Gold, the pawnbroker, who takes credit for everything he's accomplished, and at least he's worked at it, but he ignores the path built him up to where he is and undermines his employees and his own kids by, you know, ignoring basic strategy, just, you know, really, you know, ordinary logic that any normal businessman would do. But Trump never knew because he's so busy, you know, believing his own press.
Yeah.
So we have to watch out for those million wannabe Trumps, half of which are either senile or at least should retire but can't or won't.
Yeah.
From bad mental health, PTSD, or just wishing they had accomplished as much as is.
I'm concerned about the Republican fascists, you know, the fascist politicians who have been drawn to the Republican Party because of Trump, and particularly some of the younger ones. And, you know, and also that Mitch McConnell and the Federalist Society have made sure they are on the federal bench. But we've got a lot of state politicians, particularly in red states, but even in blue states, where you've got red areas, you know, reliably red areas, and you get these Trump-like, you know, wannabe fascists, and some of them are going to be very good at what they do.
They have nothing else to do.
Yeah, and I think they represent a real threat to America. I agree with you, David.
They are.
Thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up? You saw the movie Civil War?
Hi.
Is that what I see here?
Yes. Tom, I want a review on it. Is it worth going?
I thought it was worth going to. It wasn't profound. It wasn't, you know, like The Plot Against America, the HBO movie, you know, which is just profound. No. This wasn't anything like that. It was just good, dumb fun for 2 hours. And it makes you think, you know, about, you know, the Civil War is not a good thing. It's not a fun thing. I mean, that was the principal message of the movie, I suppose.
Did they portray it with consequences? I mean, or was it a thoughtful movie, or was it just?
Well, they never explained why the United States was in a civil war. They never explained who the sides were and what they were all about. Go ahead.
They were trying to be ambiguous. They said.
That's right. They were trying not to be political. They were trying to avoid being political. And then they accomplished that, and that, you know, from my point of view, weakened the movie considerably. But, you know, like I said, it's you know, I wouldn't avoid it. The violence is acceptable. It's not, you know, it's not the kind of violence that makes you want to run out of the theater or puke. You know, it's
No, but it's realistic, and did it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it kind of showed where we could be going if we keep this up.
It did. I recommend going to see it. I thought it was a good movie. Diane, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Well, actually, we'll be back with Phil Itner live from Ukraine in just about 6 minutes. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love
Super Beats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. No, don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we welcome Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL star, Phil Nee on National Record Store Day, and Tim Gerson, L.A. film critic.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.